Hey everyone, welcome back to Who's There? I'm your host, Allison. This is usually a podcast where I talk to a new horror fan every week and find out why they love being scared, but this is my November 2022 monthly roundup. So here we're going to talk about everything that I watched in the month of November. So this was a really slow month for me. I only watched 16 movies, and I've heard on Twitter that that happened to a lot of people. I think we were all burned out from watching dozens of horror movies during October, so if you didn't watch that much in November, don't worry, neither did I. Neither did a lot of people. So don't make yourself feel bad. Obviously, this is just movies. This doesn't really matter. Nothing in life matters, but that's another topic. So the first thing I watched was Jian Haunted Asylum. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I actually subscribed to a streaming service for a free trial through Amazon. I think it's called Hiya. So you can do that, and then you can watch it for free, and then you can cancel your free trial. So that's what I did. So this is about when a crew of a horror web series travels to an abandoned asylum for a live broadcast. They encounter much more than they expected as they move deeper inside the nightmarish old building. So I had heard from Sarah of Possessed by Horror that this was like the scariest movie she'd ever seen. So I think I had built it up too much. I didn't find it that scary. I thought it was good. I thought it was fun, but didn't find it that scary, and I tried to make it as dark as possible in my apartment. So I give this 3.5 stars on Letterboxd. After that, my friend and I that I was watching Gonjian with had time for another quick one, so we put on The Scary of 61st, which is currently streaming on Shudder. Two roommates' lives are upended after finding out that their new Manhattan apartment harbors a dark secret. This is the one about the two girls who move into Jeffrey Epstein's old apartment. It's not really horror, but it's definitely a mindfuck. It's the kind of thing that my friend and I like to watch together for whatever reason. So I give this 3 stars on Letterboxd. Next, I watched God Forbid, the sex scandal that brought down a dynasty. This is on Hulu. A Miami pool boy finds himself trapped in a 7-year affair with a charming older woman and her husband, the evangelical Trump stalwart Jerry Falwell Jr., as he becomes increasingly entangled with the Falwell's seemingly perfect lives. I thought it was a little bit re-traumatizing to watch the events of the 2016 election play out again, but I'm really glad Jerry Falwell Jr. was disgraced. Fuck all of them. I give this 3 stars on Letterboxd just because it was a little bit all over the place. There's a lot going on. Next, I watched V for Vendetta. I own this, but it's also streaming on HBO Max. In a world in which Great Britain has become a fascist state, a masked vigilante known only as V conducts guerrilla warfare against the oppressive British government. I love this movie. I watch it every November 5th. It's great. I've never read the graphic novel, but yeah, I love this one. It's great to watch. A little too close to home sometimes. I give this 4.5 stars on Letterboxd. Next, I watched Can You Keep a Secret? This is streaming on Netflix. Emma Corrigan, a girl with a few secrets on a turbulent plane ride, thinks she's about to die. Emma spills all of them to the handsome stranger sitting next to her. This movie was fucked up in so many ways. The guy who's sitting next to her ends up being the CEO of the company that she works for, and he still goes after her, which is just so fucked up, and he ends up taking all of her secrets and, you know, spilling them all, and he's never told her anything about himself, and just the whole thing never should have happened. It was gross. I give this 1 star on Letterboxd, but I really like the girl who plays Emma, whose name I can't remember, but she was in We Have Always Lived in the House, I think. So next, it was election day, and I watched The Purge Election Year, as I always do on any election day. This is on VOD, but I own it. This is the third movie in the Purge series. A congresswoman who wants to abolish the Purge is running for president, so this year on Purge Night, the Founding Fathers are going after her. This is probably my favorite Purge movie. I watch it every election day, like I said. I gave it 4 stars on Letterboxd. What is your favorite Purge movie? Let me know. Next, I watched Dinner in America. It's streaming on Hulu. It's a Hulu original. An on-the-lam punk rocker and a young woman obsessed with his band go on an unexpected and epic journey together through the decaying suburbs of the American Midwest. I watched this because Kyle Gallner is in it, and he's awesome, and it was a super cute movie. I still have the song they wrote together stuck in my head, so whatever that says, I give this 3 stars on Letterboxd. Next, I went to go see The Menu in theaters. It's worth the trip. A couple travels to a coastal island to eat at an exclusive restaurant where the chef has prepared a lavish menu with some shocking surprises. I went to see this on opening night. I loved it. It's not really horror. It's more thriller. There's no gore or anything, but I found it surprising and definitely worth seeing. I gave it 4.5 stars on Letterboxd. Next, I started to check off some of the movies that I've missed this year from my list from 2022. So I watched Uma on Netflix. Amanda and her daughter live a quiet life on an American farm, but when the remains of her estranged mother arrive from Korea, Amanda becomes haunted by the fear of turning into her own mother. This could have been a good horror movie, but it just fell flat on every level and was not good. I was so bored. I give this 1.5 stars on Letterboxd. Next, I watched The Woman in Gold. This is streaming on Netflix. Maria Altman, an octogenarian Jewish refugee, takes on the Austrian government to recover a world-famous painting of her aunt plundered by the Nazis during World War II. She believes rightfully belongs to her family. I love this movie and I watch it every so often. It inspired me to go to Vienna back in 2018. I watched it because I had just seen a play about a Jewish family in Vienna during World War II, so it reminded me of it. Helen Mirren is amazing, but I don't think Ryan Reynolds is a particularly good actor in this movie. The book it's based on is also great, but it's like a lot more detailed. This makes it seem like it's a very compacted timeline and it actually went on over many, many years. I give this 4 stars on Letterboxd. Next, it was Black Friday, so I watched the movie Black Friday, which came out last year, and it's on Stars. A group of toy store employees must protect each other from a horde of parasite-infected shoppers. I shouldn't even be talking about this because I didn't finish it. I love you, Devin Sawa, but this was just bad and boring. I would not waste my time. I give it 1 star on Letterboxd. Next, I just started getting into the holiday spirit early, I guess. I watched The Princess Switch, which I think is from 2018 on Netflix. When a down-to-earth Chicago baker and a soon-to-be princess discover they look like twins, they hatch a Christmastime plan to trade places. It's a Netflix holiday movie. The stakes aren't too high, but it was super sweet. The prince is very cute. One woman plays both the people, so it's kind of like Lindsay Lohan in The Parent Trap. I don't know why they couldn't have found twins, but and it has a fake country in it, kind of like in The Princess Diaries. I give this 3 stars on Letterboxd, and there's actually a sequel that I found on Netflix also. So I started watching that, and I'm not expecting it to be great, but we'll see. Next, I went to go see She Said, which is currently in theaters. New York Times reporters Megan Toohey and Jodi Kantor break one of the most important stories in a generation, a story that helped launch the Me Too movement and shattered decades of silence around the subject of sexual assault in Hollywood, mostly the Harvey Weinstein story. I thought this was great. I'd read Ronan Farrow's book a few years ago, and it was really interesting to see this side of the story, too. Such an amazing cast with Zoe Kazan, Carey Mulligan, Andre Bauer, and Patricia Clarkson. I love all of them. I give this 5 stars on Letterboxd. Next, we're continuing the holiday spirit with the first viewing this year, I guess, of Black Christmas 2019. This is on VOD, but I own it because it's my favorite Black Christmas. Say what you will. During Christmas break, the women at Hawthorne College start being preyed upon by an unknown stalker. Riley, a girl dealing with her own trauma, decides to take matters into her own hands before her and her friends are murdered too. This is Imogen Poots and Carrie Elwes. I love it. This is my favorite version for exactly all the reasons that people hate it. They say the message is too on the nose and doesn't shy away, and I love it for that reason. And the colors of the movie poster also match the colors of my podcast, and they're my favorite colors. So, you know, fuck the patriarchy. I give this 5 stars on Letterboxd. Next, I rewatched Smile. This is on Paramount Plus. After witnessing a bizarre traumatic incident involving a patient, Dr. Rose Cotter starts experiencing frightening occurrences that she can't explain. I took advantage of a Black Friday deal for a year subscription to Paramount Plus and decided to rewatch this again. After listening to the folks on the Horror Virgin talk about it, I give this 4 stars on Letterboxd because it's very creepy, but it drags a little bit. And the last thing that I watched in November was The Long Night. It's also on my list of things that I still need to watch in 2022. This is currently on Shudder. A devoted couple's quiet weekend takes a bizarre turn when a nightmarish cult and their maniacal leader come to fulfill an apocalyptic prophecy. This had bad acting and a mediocre cheap plot. I almost fell asleep. Don't bother watching this one. I gave it 1 star on Letterboxd. So that's it, my very quick roundup. What was your favorite thing that you watched in November? I think The Menu was my favorite new thing that I watched in November. She Said was also great, and then I always love rewatching Black Christmas 2019. So that's it. I hope you all have a great holiday if you celebrate. And, you know, let me know what movies from 2022 that you're still trying to get in before the end of the year. As always, you can follow us on Twitter at Who's There Pod or on Instagram at Who's There Podcast. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, horror movie recommendations that I can't miss in 2022, or you'd like to be a guest, shoot us an email at whosthereppc@gmail.com. Until next time, stay scary and get boosted.